The final tally came in at $356,538. The Wisconsin DNR's Ann Coakley says GTAC has already paid $350,000. Coakley says the next step is to close out stormwater permits and boreholes.
If they are going to turn over the boreholes to the landowner, then the landowner will have to get a bond for those boreholes.
GTAC President Bill Williams says the landowner does plan to maintain them.
What it does is it gives him a leverage in selling his mineral rights to someone else or renting them to somebody else because they've already got holes that can do the hydrology work right on site.
RGGS Land and Minerals and LaPointe Iron Company own most of the mineral rights there. An RGGS spokesman declined to comment, and a representative with LaPointe Iron could not be immediately reached. Danielle Cato in Wisconsin Public Radio.